Burn that rubber like I'm Michelin. Five star food that I dish to them. Chef sat on when I whip in the kitchen, and I switch suits like I'm Mr. Ben.
10-10 gear, I shift up to fifth. Blues in the rear and I'm swerving the mains like Tokyo Drift. Took a shot, but he missed. Then made love to the grin and kissed
the curb. What's the word? I dodge your case, so I flip the bird. Grab the bin, get back to work. Then I'm switching lanes and I flex out
hurt. I'll hurt him. One thing's for sure and two things for certain. When he gets made and the pecs, I'm serving him. Mess with a cake and I bet him a burger.
Welcome back to the What Will Faggy Do podcast. I am Olu Jimmy. Joining me today is Mr. Francis. And the man who loves to introduce himself.
A maestro.
Wow, that was brief. That's how you're feeling today.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the long list of names. But anyways, happy Sunday, guys. How's everyone's weekend been? Good, good. Besides, like, the little snowstorm yesterday.
Yeah, it's been nice.
I believe I drove in that yesterday, man. It actually was crazy.
How far did you drive?
30 minutes. I went, like, deep south.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Well, were the roads bad?
Oh, yeah. The roads were... And you still see, like, people speeding on the highway. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah,
but yeah, the roads were a mess. And you know, like, once you get towards, like, the suburbs, like, they don't really clear those roads. So, like, it's
I can only think of one thing that will lead a man out in a snowstorm. Family, of course.
Yeah. Dominic Toretto. But yeah, I guess we could jump right into it, man, because I guess I'll start off by saying my prediction was spot on, 3-1 to City.
Oh, was he the predictor 3-1?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was looking a little shaky there, but it was what I expected. But not to give anything away from that wonderful volley from Rashford, if not for the earlier goal from Garnacho from... Was it against Everton? That Garnacho overhead goal? Can't remember.
Yeah.
I would say like that's probably contended for one of the goals of the season because he just took it one time. Like, I don't think he took any touch Rashford. Like, the layoff from Bruno, the long ball from Onana, and then the layoff from Bruno, and then Rashi hit a wonder kick. And for the longest time there, we felt like we were holding on for dear life. And then second half, City kicked in. I don't even know if they kicked into another gear. I think it was just inevitable that they were going to score. And, you know, I guess I'll start with you, Francis. What were your thoughts on the game, overall game?
Stupid. terrible. And I last pod, remember we were talking about some of the comments that ETH makes after games. And I think today he said something about wearing the number 5 position in the league. And the number 5th position can also be a position for Champions League. So we have to fight for it. And then he said something about the game was a game of margins, that we were so close to winning or taking a point. And he thought it was a very good performance. And I'm like, bro, we didn't even do anything in this game, man. All we tried to do is block them from
scoring.
Not even scoring, from like making passes in the middle of the park. I think we just choked that side up. But these guys had, 28 shots and we had only 2. We didn't do anything. Even our outlet, with the way he set us up, Rashford was absolutely abysmal. Like, he was terrible. Terrible. People were talking about the free kick supposed free kick before the goal, the one on Rashford from Walker. I'm like, that's no way a free kick in any realm.
Yeah, like, I felt like the opportunity was doing to just Bruno, and he was looking for the foul instead of trying to like stop.
He did that all through the game. Like, someone who just come close to you, you want to fall, just cut inside. Just cut inside him. If you cut inside Walker, he can't touch you because it's a red card, his last man. Like Rashford, man, I'm tired of this guy. Like, I'm tired of him. I'm tired of him. All these guys should go, all the players and the coach. Like, it was such a terrible performance, boring game to watch. On Onana, I won't even blame him much. He tried. He did
an okay job. Yeah, I had one of his like better games for us.
Yeah, I thought he could have done better in the second goal, but I won't really blame him for any of that. It was just terrible. Then Amrabat, I personally think from Etihad, Amrabat should be going to Manchester Airport and heading back to Morocco or wherever the
fuck. Where did we get him from again? I can't remember where we got him from.
I can't remember. Is it Lazio or Napoli or one of those Fiorentina?
Fiorentina.
Yeah, we got him from Fiorentina. I'm like, it was such a everybody had a terrible game today. Even Evans, I would say, was probably one of our better performers. And Evans, Varane, maybe Dalot, but the rest, yeah, terrible. Yeah. Casemiro, you can tell Casemiro's real age is catching up to him. It's too slow, it's too sluggish. Maino, I can't even blame Maino. Like, Maino is 18. Even if he plays the worst game, like, he's 18, man. I don't think you should be expecting him to be consistent at this age. Garnacho, yeah, I think you probably apply the same thing to Garnacho. But if we're just feeding off scraps, like, there's nothing you can do, man. These guys just suck the living daylight out of you. And they're left with nothing. It's such a gloomy day, man. I don't know if it's the snow or the result. I just feel.
From a tactical standpoint, it looked like ETH's plan was just to soak up the pressure and hit on a counter.
Counter, we're not utilizing it, though.
Yeah. Because if you watch, every time Onana had the ball, what he was trying to do was try to get the man that would get behind, like, the city line, which is what led to the first goal in the first place. And that could have also led to something else if Rashford was a little bit stronger, like, in the lead-up to City's second goal. But anyways, it's neither here or there. But, Maestro, how are you feeling? You know, I know you usually joke that when you want the team to zig is when they zag. And that was looking very, very... He was looking like they were going to zag until the second half. Your thoughts on the game?
I don't know. I think this one, again, is one of... Right? Because this game comes down to coaching again. And for me, you just wonder if he's... Francis, you said something about... He was talking about fifth place. We are not fifth. Was he confused about the fact that we're fifth? I haven't listened to what he said, but just...
No, he's saying fifth position is an opportunity for us to get to. So we're not even looking at making top four anymore. It's now the fifth.
Yeah, like Larry said last part, top four is pretty much inevitable. You can't reach that. Like, we're probably 9 points.
These guys should just shut up and not say anything. You said 50 is who?
Oh, because we lost today. Okay. I think, was this before the game or after the game, Francis, that he was talking?
He's referring to the fact that it's not just, we don't have to just chase top four. We can chase top five.
We can chase fifth. Oh, I see.
Fifth position is, I think, has the opportunity to make Champions League. I'm like, why do you make these kind of stupid statements? Just shut up.
But anyway, yeah, so going back to
you were saying, yeah.
I think, again, today is a failure of coaching, in my opinion. You know, you start up in the first half. It's a decent first half. You have a few opportunities, right? So you can talk about Rashford, who, again, obviously he scored the goal. I didn't even see the goal till the halftime because I didn't start watching the game on time. But you see him miss that chance where he heads the ball and, you know, he's trying, like, the ball
bounced. I forgot about that. Behind him. Rashford had chances,
That's a big chance.
No, yeah, like, besides that one, there was another one that Bruno crossed the ball that went over McTominay's head. and then he kicked it. He missed, yes.
Yeah. But those are two very important chances. Now, again, he should be scoring those chances, but also in the grand scheme of things, we didn't offer any threats. Like, Luton scored two goals. Was it one or two goals against City? People are scoring against City, so it's not like they can't be hard. Like, in the last few games, they concede. So the scoring is not the thing that is, like, amazing. We had no threat today. It felt like watching a game of 80-20 possession. The funny thing is, right before they scored the second goal, I believe, was it the first or the second goal? There was a spell. No, the first goal. Right before they scored the first goal, I think, there was a spell of attack that we had where we held the ball well. But I think that was where Rashford was about getting fouled. Not the one-on-one, but there was another foul that happened or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one anyway, on Kyle Walker. That's the one Francis was talking about. Penalty or something. Wait, penalty? No, there was no penalty shout, though.
There was a penalty shout for Rashford where they went to VAR and it wasn't a penalty, I can tell you that much. But anyway, it doesn't matter. My point is,
for Rashford or for Garnacho?
For Rashford.
I don't remember saying that, but maybe
I'm thinking of the same one. But ultimately, we just didn't offer a threat, you know? And you can say, okay, we can be compact and keep what we have. If that's the case, why are you removing Johnny Evans for an 18-year-old? He removed Johnny Evans, he removed Rashford and brought on Anthony. Okay, Rashford is not playing well in the
Johnny season. Evans was like, limping, eh?
Was he limping? Okay, I didn't see him limping when he left the field. I just thought he looked okay to me. So for me, it's just like, you take out Rashford, you put on Anthony. I can understand that you want to take out Rashford, but is Anthony actually a threat in any way? There's no threat to Anthony. In fact, I don't want to blame Anthony for losing the ball again because you expect that of him. But when I even talk about threats, I'm not talking about dribbling. There's no pace. So you don't even have an outlet with Anthony. Garnacho is already getting bullied. So you have zero outlet. At least when Rashford is on the pitch, Kyle Walker has to constantly look at him for the threat. Even though Rashford didn't have any joy in beating him, he has to respect the pace. So they have to play differently. Soon as we took out Johnny Evans and what's his name?
Rashford.
And Rashford. I mean, we were already under fire, but it felt like the fire was more. So I don't know. I just think ask them to do a job that I can't be mad at Rashford. I can be mad that they didn't do better. But your plan was to soak up pressure and try to counter. And when things weren't working in the best way possible, your plan, like the way you adjusted, didn't make sense. Right, like you brought on this 18-year-old, you brought on Anthony. These are not people that can offer any kind of threat in behind. So as Man City is adjusting to what we're doing, you are not adjusting. I think the second goal, so I think somebody already said, so Nana can say, okay, you should be doing better there. So for me, it's hard to be mad at the players. The way they played was the way they were told to play, and the way they were told to play was to absorb pressure. I don't think even small teams absorb as much pressure as we did today. You know, again, it's a game where you're looking at possession. It'll be interesting to go and see what the final possession starts with, but it looked like a 70-30 type game to me. And over 90 minutes, it's just like you're asking them to do a lot. That's a lot of... You said City had 28 shots. Another game where we conceded over 20 shots. Like, out of 28 shots, it's not ridiculous that you score 3 times. In fact, if you score 3 times, it's like you did a great job because you are keeping like the margins of, like, if you give them these many chances, they will score. They are a good team. So for me as a coach, if this is your plan, you don't really have a plan. There has to be a way for you to absorb pressure, a way for you to help your team. It's like you can't be constantly playing defense. These are good players as well that have pride and feel like they have some ability, but they were just stifled. So to me, I look at ETH again and I say you did not do well enough. And I knew that he was going to come. I haven't seen anything he said, and I'm not checking for what he's going to say, but you can hear his voice. You know what he's going to say. He's going to say they played well. I can't ask anymore. They showed heart. They showed determination. They showed spirit. Rashford should have gotten this call, but he didn't get the call. You know, when we come to places like this, you just be talking rubbish. You know, and again, you are slowly watching United break another man. And it's just a shame. But like I said in the last pod, yeah, I'm done with him. So I'm not like surprised, or I don't have the energy to complain. I'm not even sad, if I'm being honest. You know, the Maestro Hour is not about to be ruined by some vagabonds.
I don't even know where to go next when it comes to this game. Like I said, like I feel like even for the most optimistic of fans, I think no one saw us winning this game. I think the out of three of us, I might should put it a draw, but even a draw, it doesn't see us winning the game. So I don't know what to do with this team going forward, but it is what it is. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? We can call this pod. Our next game is next week, Saturday, against Everton. So we'll have time during the week to bring a preview of that game. But anything else you guys want to cover out of this game?
Question, right? I want to go through United's squad, and you guys just say keep or sell. Are you guys down for that?
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull up the squad. Squad, yeah. Man, people. Oh, 1 second. All right, you guys ready? You're ready?
Yeah, you start with Onana.
I can start with him.
Onana.
Okay. Let me start from the bottom. Pause. Victor Lindelof.
The bottom. What do you mean?
From number.
Position, not by alphabetic order.
By position.
Yeah, goalie, defense, midfield, attack.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Alte Bainda.
Do you even know? Has he played?
Yeah, I was gonna say I can't make an informed decision on that guy.
Okay, so is it that keep or sell?
Keep.
It can be whatever, man. Like I don't. Yeah, because. Like Larry said, I
Jibo, pick him. One. Pick one.
Keep. I haven't seen him. Okay, keep.
Tom Hitton.
Keep.
No. At all.
Okay, I'm going with Sel.
Andre
Onana.
Keep.
Sel. Victor Lindelof.
I guess keep, because like he's not a starter for us, so keep, like he plays his role.
Fair. Larry.
Hold on. Keep.
Still. Harry Maguire.
Sell.
Lisandro Martinez.
Oh,
keep. That one, everyone can say keep. Tyro Malacia, if he ever finds his way back to Old Trafford. Yeah, I'll keep him too. I'm assuming Jibo said keep. Rafael Varane.
So.
Rafael Varane.
I said so. Oh, okay. I guess you're waiting for Jibo and you.
Sorry, I'm choking on water. Yeah. Oh my God. I tried to drink water and it went down the wrong way.
Awesome. Don't choke, man. Get it out. Get it out.
Sell, Varane.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. Sell. Diogo Dalot.
Keep.
Amastro.
Keep.
Luke Shaw.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Sell. For me.
Sell.
Yeah.
Sell.
Okay. Aaron Wan-Bissaka. Sell for me.
Sell.
I'm not calling Brandon Williams and Alvaro Fernandez. Johnny Evans of sell. Sofyan Amrabat return to owner.
Wait, like Johnny you're keeping Evans keep you're keeping Johnny Evans.
Johnny Evans yeah, keep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the harm? Like he's a role player for us though.
He's a choice center back.
Yeah. Sixth anyways. Track. He's like 35 years. He'll be 36 this year. Sell.
Bro, he's been our best. Today he played well. He played better than Harry. Harry has played when we played in Old Trafford.
Okay. Sofyan Amrabat.
Yeah, return to sender.
Mason Mount.
Oh, sell. Keep. Oh, that I've been on Mason Mount sell from day one. I don't know why we bought Mason Mount.
Yeah, I think I'll keep him. Bruno Fernandes.
Keep, I guess.
Sell. Christian Eriksen.
Sell.
Ahmad.
Keep.
Yeah, keep.
Sell. Casemiro.
Oh, sell. he's done in this town.
Sell, right? Okay. Kobbie Mainoo, I think everyone keep.
Yeah.
Scott McTominay.
I'm keeping Casemiro.
You're keeping Casemiro?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Scott McTominay. Sell,
yeah.
Omari Forson. Like, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, the dude that subbed on today. I don't know. I don't know much about him. So
yeah,
I guess
he can. Yeah, he can just be there. Anthony Marshall. Larry Anthony Marshall keep.
Forcing.
No, I think it was
called
Forcing. Oh,
yeah. He knows. Francis, there are a bunch of people you didn't touch on. Before you,
like
Marshall is the striker. Are you going to strike already or?
Yeah, no. I went from midfielder to striker to forward.
Okay, forwards, I guess. Okay, is the way you're describing it. Okay.
Mm.
Sell, Tony.
Okay. Marcus Rashford.
Keep.
Man.
It's a tough decision.
Keep. Rasmus Hojlund. I think everyone will keep. Garnacho.
Keep.
Anthony.
Lemon.
Sell. Jadon Sancho.
Sell
too. Mason Greenwood.
Keep.
Yeah. I think he's probably the first player I would keep after Rasmus Hojlund. But yeah, I think that's all. I don't think I missed anyone.
I'm sure we missed somebody. Felt like midfield was quick, but
I didn't call like Donny van der Beek, Facundo Pellistri, those fuckers, right? But
No. Hannibal is coming back to United for sure.
I called everyone better.
And he's barely played up to 3 games for Sevilla. That one's coming back. He made the wrong choice. So I've gone to Everton, Jaja. But yeah. The decision to keep is also, you have to factor, you can't sell everybody.
Yeah.
So even like someone like Casemiro, it's not because, it's like, if we sell Casemiro, we sell McTominay, who do we have? We sell Eriksen.
Like, and we buy people to replace them now.
But do you trust us to buy, like, how many people are we getting? Like, midfield especially. How many people so needed it, somebody?
That means you just want to keep them because you want bodies, not because they're actually good players.
100%. Sometimes you need bodies. Lindelof is not because of the body.
Yeah,
not
I guess.
Yeah, Shaw is the only thing with Shaw is not because of talent. It's just availability. I don't think he's ever going to be fit for us long enough. But ability, you would definitely keep him. But I think at this point, you just have to commit to somebody else being your number one as opposed to Shaw. Like, he can't trust him to be fit. Like, there was a start, like a thing where they showed how many he's missed over 200 games through injury for us. You know, 200 games is mad in how many years? So, yeah, good for. I don't think he's been in United for up to 10 years, has he? Maybe eight, 9 years, yeah. Something like that. I don't know. But yeah, good for like 20 something games out through injury a season, essentially, is what you're saying. You know, so nah, I'm good with moving on from Shaw. But yeah, I just think some of these, you can't sell everybody. So it's who's the best, like who are the people that just you can't win with, you can't go anywhere with.
Okay, yeah, good to know.
That was a good exercise, though. I feel like we had more sell than we're keeping.
Oh man, I feel like there would have been more sell if we even had
better
if
options.
We had the capacity to get in more players. Because it sounds like everyone's saying draft now is, oh, who are we going to get?
But it's true, though, because you also have taken into consideration FFP. The way FFP is cracking down on things these days.
No, not even just FFP. You can't sell some of these. Like, we tried to sell Harry Maguire and Scott McTominay. We accepted offers for them. But they decided not to leave. Right, so you can't always even sell. Like, look at Donny van der Beek is on loan, Hannibal is on loan, Fernandez is on loan. Or no, sorry, is it Alvaro? Yeah, Alvaro Fernandez, right? I think that's the thing. So some of these guys, we can't sell them because they are. Look at what are we going to do with Sancho? He's going to stink up the place in Germany. Now that 70 million that we paid for him, we'll be lucky if we get anything close to it. Look, like it. Bro, I don't even know if
half they'll give us some sandwich and cookies and call it a day.
if someone calls 20 million, first act like you're angry on the phone, like, oh, what the fuck, hang up. Then call back in 2 minutes and say, you know what, whatever, we'll just take it.
So I think some of, like, how much can we get for Anthony? We signed both of these players for 80 million, so that's 160 million pounds.
If you see 30 million for two of them together, take it.
I still can't believe we pay that much for Anthony, man. At this ETH, out of all the players in Ajax, he brought Anthony.
I know, man. Kudos was still.
And I knew this guy was the front from jump.
The funny thing about what ETH said about Anthony is, the thing that we have not seen from Anthony is the exact same thing he described. Like, if he said Anthony is fast over a long distance, I would hear. But most of what we see from Anthony is actually, like, he slows the ball to a halt, and then he wants to beat you in those first few yards, and he can never do it. So for you to say that he can do that, nobody can stay in front of him, when we've actually never seen him successfully do it, even to League Two defenders. Ah, bro. Nabi, come on. You can't be saying rubbish like that and expect to get away with it. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
All right. That brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please
cheer up, guys. It's going to be a great week.
Give us a follow on socials at What Will Fergie Do on Twitter, Instagram, and also TikTok. Rate and review us. 5 stars only. Anything less than 5 stars.
Didier McMill.
Keep it. You all know the vibes.